What's one thing from today's conversation that you want to reiterate, highlight for our listeners before we sign off? Again, an audience of Christ followers who's just trying to do great work for the glory of God and the good of others.
I would say the idea of the cultivation of and the clinging onto of an eternal perspective. We look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. The things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are unseen are eternal. God is using our light and momentary afflictions to achieve in us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. And I would say, take that eternal perspective and in particular apply it to the very hard things you're experiencing. My wife has stage 4 cancer in the lymph nodes for 3.5 years. We have walked this journey together. We got some bad news just yesterday, a test that did not go the way we prayed that it would. We've asked God for complete healing. He hasn't chosen to do it yet. He may still do it. We're going to still keep praying for it. But it was some very, discouraging news from a test. Well, so my wife, we cried together, we talked together, we prayed together. And then she told me at the end of the day, she says, God has been with us, and this has been one of the best days of my life. She was not kidding. She wasn't trying to say a super spiritual thing. She was just saying, and this morning we're talking. And she's talking about how she views God at work in this. And she says, I have been thinking about angels today. And I got the biggest smile on my face. It's my wife talking to me. I got the biggest smile on my face because I thought, I'm going to meet angels, guardian angels, whatever, that have worked in my life and protected me. I'm going to ask them, tell me about some of the things that you did. And she says, I just can't wait to meet them. Tears aren't coming down her eyes of sadness because she's overwhelmed with grief. She's just saying, what a delight it's going to be. Only people who cling to and have a God-empowered eternal perspective can think like that in the midst of what's a pretty devastating situation for her and for me.